99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you, like me, saw when Fred Durst was trending on Twitter. You're like, oh, man, you know, Betty White, Sidney Poitier, Bob Saget, now Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. And then you start kind of digging into that. Kelly, I don't know if you saw that or not, did you?
I did not. No, I don't pay attention to Twitter trends.
So Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit was trending. Well, it's probably because Robert Durst, who was a convicted murderer and was the subject of HBO docuseries The Jinx, passed away on Monday. And not Fred Durst of...
Okay. So Fred's fine.
I mean,
well, let's check on Fred. We're good.
I was going to say, I don't know if Fred is fine, but he is not Robert Durst, who had been ill since the fall of 2020, contracting COVID, then convicted for a bunch of bad things, murder, journalist, was life in prison. Anyways, he was a bad dude. He's a dude who passed away at 78. Not Fred Durst. So
Fred's still walking.
Fred's okay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okie dokes.
Yeah, but people just see the word Durst and they're like, wait, what's happening?
We're already getting into a nasty habit this week of starting off with less than stellar news.
No, this is actually good news.
Oh, okay. Because Fred's fine.
Yeah.
Robert's not.
Right.
We just met Robert, and we've also found out he is
no
made
longer.
Some real bad mistakes in his life, and now he's no longer with us.
Right. But that's probably why Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit was trending yesterday, because people were getting him confused with Robert Durst, the murderer. So, yeah.
Has Fred chimed in? Has he said himself, like, hey, thank you for the concern?
I haven't dug that far, so okay. I don't know. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't, but you know what?
Okies.
There you go. It's 99.7 DJX. Feel good! All right, so she's not Betty White, but she's in the same category, you said.
Exactly. Dorothy Ned lives in South Philadelphia. She just celebrated her 106th birthday on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And she's sharing her secrets to a long life.
Okay.
She says her faith and frequent stops to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah?
Her granddaughter said, you know, after church, we'd sometimes go to McDonald's, and my grandma got a Big Mac. She's getting Big Macs for a long time. She says she's feeling good. And then there's another in Dorothy's league, 105-year-old Lucia DeClercq. She says prayer and 9 gin-soaked raisins she ate every day kept her free of disease, never had cancer, has all of her own teeth.
Nice. All right. These are some McDonald's and gin-soaked raisins.
And she's just a couple of weeks away from her 106th birthday.
Okay.
There has been like a lot of interesting secrets, we'll say, of these people that are getting over 100 years old. 105-year-old Englishman had whiskey in his tea every morning.
Okay.
2 shots of the famous Grouse Scotch and a glass of lemonade every night.
Okay. Okay.
There's a 108-year-old loved a daily glass of the champagne.
I mean, who doesn't?
Exactly. So there you go. They might be onto something.
All right.
It's really cute, so I thought I'd tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Kelly, have your kids watched Encanto yet?
Oh, yes. Over and over and over again. We listen to the songs over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. My daughters, like your kids, have seen it a couple times. They love it.
It's good.
Yeah, and so I'm like, all right, well, maybe I should probably watch it, but... some news about that. For the first time since Frozen 2, and after 6 weeks atop the Billboard 200 chart, Adele's 30 has been knocked off thanks to a soundtrack.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack to Encanto.
I get it. It's catchy.
Yeah, and
that's my favorite song in the whole movie.
I was going to say, We Don't Talk About Bruno was one of the top songs that people are flocking towards there.
Yep, we were listening to that going to the grocery store last night in the car.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So, yeah, Encanto takes down the beast that is Adele.
I get it. I see why.
Yeah. Man, is that, like, when you're taking a look at all of those, like, animated films, like the Frozens and all those, that have been so popular. Where does Encanto rank for you?
Is that
up there?
Really good. I'll tell you, I am a super mega fan of Sing 2. That is a masterpiece. The music is on point. That one was hilarious.
Mm. Okay.
So I highly recommend seeing that one in the theater. That's going to be one that we'll listen to on repeat. That might be up there with some of my all-time faves.
Okay. All right. So you're throwing your endorsement behind Sing 2 as well as Encanto is what I'm hearing, right? You like that one? All right, cool. So yeah.
That's a good one.
Like I said, I haven't seen it yet, but my daughters have, and the album is number one. First time a animated or a soundtrack, I should even say, has become number one since Frozen 2. So that's
been
a couple
years. Well, you know who's behind it. It's
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. We've got the video if you want to take a peek at it. WDJX.com. All right. Coming up next, it is, it's a Setting the Bar story. And Kelly, if you're new to the show, how would you describe a Setting the Bar story to someone who's never heard it?
This is one of those examples of what not to do. We hope this doesn't happen to you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Dude went full Santa Claus. And you're like, wow, how could that be a Setting the Bar story? Santa Claus is full of good and warmth and kindness.
And delivers presents.
And, yeah.
Happiness.
Presents. Yeah. Well, he also slides down your chimney, too, doesn't he?
Well, he uses magic. Magic is missing in this particular story.
Yeah, for sure. This dude went full Santa, and it's your Setting the Bar story on the way next. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck in the chimney of the house you're trying to rob, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That didn't go well. Our point of entry wasn't well thought out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Santa Claus doesn't rob.
No, he doesn't. He blesses you with gifts. He gives things. He uses magic also, I think, in his entry through the chimney.
From WUSA9.
So it wasn't Santa Claus that Montgomery County Fire and Rescue pulled from a Silver Spring chimney today. Firefighters called out for a report of a guy stuck in a chimney.
Whoops.
About an hour later, more than 2 dozen firefighters helped.
Man, when 2 dozen firefighters have to come fix your problem.
That's a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's a lot of attention. You're not getting away with it, buddy.
To extract that guy, took him to a trauma center for his injuries. Here's the thing. The guy didn't live at that home, and he wasn't in there working, so he wasn't supposed to be there. Uh-oh. Tonight, no word on whether he will be facing any charges.
Yeah, so they literally had to take apart the chimney brick by brick.
Dang! So then is he going to be, like, on the hook to pay for repairs?
I mean,
is that how that works?
We don't. I mean, I would imagine if he's charged, that will probably be included. And I would imagine that is still forthcoming. But yeah, exactly. You
is
know,
that in your insurance policy? Is that covered? Like, hey, a guy was trying to break into our house via the chimney, busted it up a bit. Are you guys going to cover that? What is that covered under?
Yeah, can you cover the big hole that's now in my chimney? And then also, like, patch up that little spot over there, too. That'd be great. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck in the chimney of the house you're trying to rob, you know, when the front door is locked and you're like, man, I don't know how to pick locks, so I'm just going to go
through. I don't want to break a window. That looks like a much better plan. Did he bring a ladder? Like, the logistics really bogged me down with this one. Like, how he got himself up there.
Well, all we know is he did not get away with it.
Okay, good note.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. What simple thing did you just learn about? And while you're thinking about that, I want to play for you some audio that has been getting a lot of attention. Julia, she just learned about a dehumidifier and what it's actually used for.
What do you mean you fill it up? You're supposed to be pouring the water out of it.
Oh, wow.
So, okay, did you hear that?
Yes.
So she's been
filling it up. You're supposed to pour it out?
Well, she's been adding water to the dehumidifier.
Okay, really? See, I was confused about, I know about a humidifier, and that you do fill up. Because it brings humidity to your room.
Right.
If it's dry in there. There's a dehumidifier?
You've never heard of a dehumidifier?
I don't have one.
Okay, well, maybe this is
maybe
for
we
Julia
have a lot of, a lot
and
of
for Kelly. Here, let me play the rest here.
You fill it up. You're supposed to be pouring the water out of it.
Really? I thought you filled
Julia!
It up.
Julia!
What?
You have been pouring water in there?
Yeah.
It's a dehumidifier. What do you mean you pour water in?
I thought that's what you do.
It's a dehumidifier. It takes humid out of the air. Bro, you've been pouring water in that?
I take the thing that you take out to bring upstairs and I fill it up.
Julia.
Yeah, so what a dehumidifier does, and I'm going to go ahead and explain this to you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Is it
takes water out. It takes too moist in a room.
Right. It takes water out of a room, and then and then the tank is the water that it collects out of the air, so you empty that and you put an empty tank of water back into the dehumidifier for it to, you know, a lot of times people use dehumidifiers, especially in when there's been flooding in your basement or something like that.
Oh, yeah. See, fortunately, we really never needed a dehumidifier, but we have a humidifier, which I fill up.
Right. And maybe that's where her mistake was.
Maybe.
So what simple thing have you just learned about? 502-571-9970. I will reveal something that I know I'll probably get in trouble for. So this lady, Julia, just and Kelly, apparently, just learned that a dehumidifier is a device that takes water out of the air, and you're not supposed to fill the machine with water because it's used to take water out of the air. So
it makes sense, but I'll be honest. I thought that you were saying like dehumidify wrong. I thought that you meant humidifier.
No, dehumidifier. It's a real thing. So what simple thing did you just learn about? Brianna texts us and says, recently learned that a tumbleweed is literally a weed that tumbles. Never really sat and thought about where the name came from until I was in Colorado a few months ago.
I thought it was just a restaurant.
Yeah, right? I might get a, what are they, the Bloomin' Onion or whatever?
No,
I don't know.
That was Outback.
Oh, okay.
Precious. Loved their chips, though.
Delicious steaks. Sure.
Dang it.
Leslie, she says, I'm 20. Just learned that a hippopotamus is a real animal.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was imaginary like a unicorn.
Come on. Has she never seen Madagascar?
Yeah,
as
but
a
like,
prominent character.
It doesn't matter if it's a cartoon. Like, there are plenty of movies that have imaginary animals in the cartoon. Obviously not. I don't know.
She's never been to the zoo.
That's
isn't it
funny.
Fun, though, that Madagascar is the very first hippo, I think.
Oh, that is funny. Leslie, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. That's funny.
Yes.
Oh, my
God.
No, gosh.
We're celebrating our new knowledge. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay, so I know I'm going to get in trouble for this.
All right.
But my daughter, I'm not going to name which one, but it's one of my older ones, just learned how to spell pajamas. Thought that there was a Y in there the entire time.
Where did the Y supposedly fit in?
Like P-Y something. Like P-Y.
Pajamas?
Yes, I don't know.
Are you kidding?
But she admitted it to us like a couple days ago and has regretted it ever since. And now I'm saying it on the radio, so I apologize.
Oh, but, yeah. No, hopefully the teachers won't hear.
Right, exactly. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't say that out loud anymore.
Whoop, one slipped through the system. Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I just thought there was a Y in there. I'm like, you've never seen pajamas like at Target when you're buying them? Like, I don't know, but it's
I just thought it was funny.
So anyways, if you've got any that you'd care to share, you can always text or call 502-571-9970. Coming up next, feel good story. Kelly, what do you got?
This is something I'm expecting will at some point happen to me.
No.
It starts off in a setting the bar lane, kind of.
Oh.
But we end up in the feel-good lane because of honest people.
Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
I kind of fully expect at some point in my life this will happen to me.
Okay.
So a woman was shocked when she got home from grocery shopping to see what was in her trunk.
Uh-oh.
Her name is Sarah. She visited her local Aldi store, spent about $100, loaded the groceries into a silver Nissan, returned the cart, headed home. Got home, trunk is empty.
Oh no, did like someone steal or what?
She put her shopping, like all of her groceries and her purse into the wrong car was parked right next to hers. Identical cars. right next to each other.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, she got all the way home and is like, And so then couldn't believe it when she went back to Aldi. Everything had been turned in.
Oh.
Like whoever's car it was that she put all of her stuff in, took it back in the store and just like, this is not mine. And so she was just obviously completely grateful that she said, just goes to show there's some good people still out there with the state of how the whole world is at the moment.
Yeah.
It's been lovely to see such a kind gesture. I'm grateful to not only get my groceries back, but my purse. It was the last present from my late grandfather, so it had sentimental value, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so now she just wants to thank the person.
Yeah.
Whose car she put everything in.
Logistics, like you always like to get bogged down in.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking maybe the other car was unlocked. So she actually unlocked her car, but the identical car was right next to it. So the other car was just unlocked. So she just opened up the other car that was unlocked, put her groceries in, went to take the car back, and then went back to her car, got in and drove away. So it maybe wasn't a key issue.
Yeah, she didn't drive the other car home. Right,
exactly. Maybe it wasn't a key issue. Maybe it was just the fact that the identical car was unlocked, but wild.
Yeah, that's true.
Wild.
Yeah, just completely out of control. So, yeah, again, that's something that I would probably
do. Yeah, it would be. It would be.
I, 100%, I'm waiting for it. So I always look for my unique pug license plate, a little pug painting on the front of my car. That's how I know it's mine.
All right.
That's what I'm looking for. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so several things still on the way this hour. Remember group therapy from yesterday where she literally thought this trivial thing about her boyfriend not wanting to ask her dad to, you know, whether for his permission to get married was going to be like a deal breaker thing?
Yeah, she was going to say no if he refused, and he was refusing.
Yeah, we literally just got a response. So, well.
Oh, wow.
That was quick.
That was fast.
I know. Typically, it's like weeks, but no, it was literally one day. So, we'll get that for you before 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we've got a phone tap where I think I'm going to offend an entire nationality.
Uh-oh.
And still more listeners admitting things they just learned about.
This is so great because the learning is, you know, there's so many people are probably learning along with them that are not admitting it.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. After a woman kind of went viral for not understanding what a dehumidifier was for, which I've just now learned that other people necessarily, that's not as common as I thought maybe.
No, a lot of people have humidifiers because, you know, the air can get dry, especially in the wintertime. But I was unaware of the need for a dehumidifier.
Yeah, which takes moisture out of the air. So anyways, what simple thing did you just now learn? Our buddy Mike texted us and said, I was 42 years old when I realized that it's Tupperware. And not Tupperware.
OMG.
That's kind of funny.
Get the Tupperware.
Get the Tupperware out.
Yeah, spelling thing. Heather said, growing up in the early 80s, we got free cheese that was so good. We called it poverty cheese. We now buy it at Costco, but still call it poverty cheese. My 17-year-old genius daughter just found out poverty cheese wasn't the real name. She just thought Asiago, Havarti, poverty.
We called it government cheese.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's funny. Jessica texts in and says, I can't believe I'm sending this into the radio. But I thought it was windshield and not wind chill. She was getting the two words and phrases mixed up. Because I guess when they would say wind chill on the TV or radio.
She was thinking windshield?
It's a windshield.
As in the thing on your car?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So the windshield is going to be colder than the rest of the car, maybe.
Yes, yes. So she's like feeling the windshield going, ooh, wow, they're right.
Why do they give the temperature of just the windshield?
Wow, they're right. You know, it is 30 outside, but the windshield does feel like it's probably about 17. You know what? Those meteorologists are onto something.
They are really on point. They give us information that helps our life. It's applicable.
So, yeah, kind of funny. What simple thing did you just learn? All right, coming up next, it's a phone tap. And I'll tell you, this is great. Heidi, she's studying abroad. I love it. She still listens to the show.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you have to speak in her native tongue?
Well, no, she's from Kentucky.
Oh, great.
She's just studying abroad.
Okay. Well, do you need to speak in the new language, though? Is she learning a new language?
Well, it's a phone tap, and we're going to get her boyfriend. And I feel like I'm going to offend an entire nationality with my atrocious blend of Robert Hassenpepper's voice and a Canadian accent.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and apologize to all of our Canadian friends right now?
Yep.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Heidi. She said, I'm spending this college semester on a study abroad program in Toronto, and it's been great.
Nice.
I still listen to DJX online. Keep up with things. So thanks for being a little taste of home.
Yay.
Well, I'm here in Canada. My boyfriend David's back in Louisville taking care of things at my apartment, paying the bills, feeding the pets, watering the plants, grabbing the mail, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he's doing a great job. And we talk on FaceTime every day. But I just thought there could be something about our situation that would make a good phone tap. LOL, can you think of anything?
Yeah, so we're thinking that maybe she's getting busted by customs trying to sneak something back into the country. Okay.
Oh, no. So, what is that, a boot?
Right. Robert Hassenpepper is going to have to sort it all out. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, is this David?
Yes. Who's this?
David, it's Robert Hassenpepper, and I'm calling you from the Canadian consulate in Toronto.
Wait, you're calling from Toronto?
That's right, son. Now, to confirm, you're David and your girlfriend Heidi is a temporary student here. Is that right?
That's right. Is this about Heidi?
Sorry?
Are you calling about Heidi?
Yeah. She gave us your phone number to call. She didn't want her parents alerted to the trouble she's in, eh?
Wait. Hold on. I'm a little lost. Let me... So now, what exactly is this about?
Well, here's the thing. Your girl Heidi, she got herself into a bit of a kerfuffle here. We've got her here at the consulate.
Wait. Are you saying you're holding her like there? Like has she been arrested?
No. This is Canada. We try to do things a bit more gently than you're probably used to there in the States, eh?
So wait a minute. I'm still confused. What exactly is going on?
Well, son, Heidi was at the airport headed to the States, you know. She was in possession of some goods, shall we say, that raised some eyebrows at the inspection station.
Wait a minute. Wait. Heidi was not planning to fly anywhere. I mean, I just talked with her last night.
Oh, she said you'd probably say that. You see, she was planning to fly home to surprise you.
Oh, no.
Really?
Well, she was at the airport, and they were inspecting her luggage and found a great deal of a certain substance. Enough of this substance that we suspect that it wasn't just for her personal use, if you know what I mean, eh?
Are you talking about drugs? Because Heidi would never have any drugs. I mean, she doesn't even drink.
No. It wasn't drugs. It was actually large quantities of pure Canadian maple syrup.
What?
That's right, son. She must have had a dozen bottles of the stuff. Maybe more, right there in her suitcase.
Please tell me you're joking right now, because this is ridiculous. I mean, are you seriously detaining this woman because of a suitcase of freaking full of maple syrup? I mean, give me a break. I mean, look. Okay, I'm sure it's intended as gifts for her friends back home. Give me a break.
Oh, I get it. You're there in the good old U.S. of A., so this probably doesn't seem like a big thing to you, but I'm trying to represent Canada here, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look out for my girlfriend.
Look,
I mean,
let me tell you something, son. 90s, Canada produced nearly 90% of the world's maple syrup. Do you know what that number is now?
No, I don't.
It's 71%. We can't have you folks in the States taking everything from us. You took Wayne Gretzky. You took the great Justin Bieber. What's left? What is Canada known for now? Cold weather and Ryan Reynolds?
Yes!
Look, I understand what you're saying, and I get it, but I don't think there was any intentions from Heidi to take anything away from the great country of Canada. I mean, if anything, I'm sure she wanted to, share. Think about it. She wanted to share the Canadian goodness with the folks back here.
Yes.
Wow. You really think so?
I really do. I mean, now can we just wrap this up so I can get Heidi and she can come home?
Well, I suppose so. She did say that she wants to get back by tomorrow morning so she can listen to the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and hear their phone tap pranks on the radio.
Hold on. What are you talking about now?
David, I cannot believe you let it roll this long. It's Ben Davis calling you, and Heidi had the idea set you up here for a little prank. Sorry, eh? I figured my horrible Canadian accent, which wasn't really even a Canadian accent, would let you know that she's not really an international syrup smuggler.
I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh.
Robert Hasselpepper.
I'm just trying to think of something really? French. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But you know what? Seriously, Canada can hinge all of its hopes and dreams on one man, Ryan Reynolds. That is enough. He is enough.
So, David, we're happy to say that your girlfriend is not an international maple syrup smuggler.
Although I do want a bottle if she could bring some.
That'd be great. And that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So yesterday, we had a listener who is not engaged, but there's a sticking point with her and her boyfriend and her dad. Like, she knows her dad will expect the boyfriend to ask permission to marry her, but her boyfriend is all like, no, antiquated, sexist, and hates the idea. And so she's all like, hey, how do I approach this? I feel like this is pretty trivial, but I also feel like this is like,
Could be a deal breaker, and yeah, she would say no.
Yeah.
If he asked without asking dad first.
Right. So we literally just got a follow-up earlier this morning.
She said, well, that was easy. Thank you. My boyfriend actually heard the segment on DJX and immediately texting if he was hearing our situation on the air.
Mm.
He was happy to see and hear others siding with him, but told me while he doesn't agree with asking my dad to get married and still believes it's archaic and sexist, he did agree to have the conversation with him and talk about an upcoming marriage.
Okay, that's good.
And I told him if he was able to do that and maybe instead ask for his blessing, then I'd be happy.
Okay, that sounds promising.
He agreed. We have a dinner date with my parents this weekend. Yay!
Okay.
Thank you so much. I feel like if I hadn't come to you all, we may not have found this simple compromise. Wish us luck. We'll send you a save the date if everything goes well.
Wow. All right. So
look at that.
That moved fast.
It did. And I'm happy.
That's a good outcome, I think.
I'm going to get an outfit ready. I'm ready to go.
As long as you have a chocolate fondue fountain.
Oh, I'm there. Absolutely. That is my one request. And might I also suggest the UltimateBridalServices.com Winter Wedding Show experience happening this Sunday at the Da Vinci Room, Melwood Arts Center.
Nothing like putting the cart before the horse, but
exactly. All right. Well, if they have the dinner on like Friday or Saturday, then they can go to the bridal show on Sunday. Yay!
All right. Well, hey, thank you for getting back with us. I'm happy that it looks like there is a compromise. And that's really what we were saying is like, you know, hey, marriage is you're going to have plenty of these situations throughout
these impasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout your marriage where you're going to have to come to some sort of compromise. And so this is a good start.
Yes, and I'm glad that he saw that and he's willing to give a little bit of an inch with that, because that was one thing a lot of people pointed a finger to, like, hey, if he can't make a compromise on something this small, then what's going to happen when they face big issues down the line?
Yeah, for sure. All right, good deal. Thank you, and you can hear and comment and see all the posts and interaction on the situation.
Seriously, I'm going to be at the wedding show on Sunday, so if they show up, I want to meet them.
All right.
Cool. Come say hello.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you DVR'd the game, sorry, spoiler alert. Last night, national championship, Georgia Bulldogs beat Alabama 33-18, beat the spread, which was 2.5. So there you go. It was a pretty boring game until about the fourth quarter. That's when Georgia pulled it on, turned it on. But I say that to also bring into the fact that, do you remember when the NFL partnered with Nickelodeon and they were creating football games on TV?
With commentary aimed towards kids, right?
Yes. And then they would, like, when they'd score a touchdown, they'd get slimed. Not in real life, but on TV. they would superimpose and they would add digital graphics to make it look fun. Like the fields would have different images on them and there'd be...
So maybe parents with kids could watch and the kids would be a little bit more entertained.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they just announced another partnership with the NFL and CBS Sports, and so they're going to do more kid-friendly NFL games coming up for the wild card game between the Cowboys and the 49ers on the way. So,
you know what I need? I need more bad lip reading. Have you seen those videos? Yeah. I need that to happen.
Yeah,
but like kid-friendly bad lip reading.
Well, most of them are.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just obscure.
But I thought that was pretty cool because those were actually pretty entertaining and sometimes even more entertaining than the actual game to watch.
Well, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to add in on to your sports section right now. Because I just put this blog up on the website. You know, Tom Brady, like, refused to leave the Bucks game against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Even though they were, like, up 14, and that's typically the spot where they would, like, take the starters out.
Right, because they don't want to injure him for postseason play.
Exactly. And he's all like, nope, not coming out yet, because his buddy Gronk still needed one more catch to cash in on $1 million in bonuses. So apparently, like, week 18 is, like, a big deal because, like, they have certain benchmarks they have to make in their contracts, right, and they can get bonuses. So Gronk, like, needed, like, another catch to secure $1 million in bonuses. And so Tom's like, I'm not coming out until that happens.
Look at that.
Got him there.
That's what friends are for, right?
Exactly. He's like, I got you. I got you, Gronk. You're my bud.
Look at that. Sports throwing at you, because we are nothing but sports here on 99.7 DJX. And I say that in jest because we really barely ever talk about sports.
It's just a very tinge.
It's 99.7 DJX. We always do this every hour right around this time just to show you that, you know what, there's good happening in the world. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We're going to kind of use quotes around this feel good, but I think it's kind of unique. This guy's managed to carve an unusual career for himself.
Okay.
And not really do a lot of work.
All right. And it's not a morning radio job.
Nope, it's not. Nope. Okay.
All right.
No, a lot of people are just like, you guys don't work. Soji Morimoto, he lives in Japan, loves his job.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the thing that makes him really good at it is that he really doesn't do much.
Okay.
He's 38. He's carved out a niche as a rent-a-man.
Okay, so explain.
So he said, I lend myself out to do nothing. I don't initiate conversation. I reply to chit-chat. That's about it. He launched this in 2018. He was unemployed, opened a Twitter account called Do Nothing Rent-A-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He now has more than 200,000 followers.
Okay.
Books up to 3 gigs a day. Has completed more than 3,000 so far. Would you like examples of some of the things he's doing?
Yes.
Okay, so his past gigs include sharing a coffee in silence.
Okay.
Sharing cake with someone on their birthday.
Okay.
He has turned down a couple of requests, like cleaning houses, doing laundry, posing nude, and literally becoming someone's friend. Like someone wanted to hire him to be a buddy. Okay. Now, he's apparently even listened to someone confess to murder?
He's got to go to the authorities with that, right?
I'm guessing there's, I don't know. See, he probably should have left that one out. Anyway. He said, I'm free of the bothersome things that accompany relationships, but can ease people's sense of loneliness.
Okay. All right.
Well. So he's all like, hey, I'll hang out with you just to a certain extent. We're not going to be friends, but I'll give you companionship for a limited time if you need it.
All right.
And people are paying him to do it.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Like,
exactly. That's why I'm calling it a feel good. Like, this guy's figured something out. A little secret formula. I don't know how much he's making, but it must be enough to pay the bills.
Good for him.
You can see the story on him. CBS This Morning did a little profile. It's up at the WDJX.com.
So she wants to change her major, but the thing she wants to do and is good at, she feels makes the world worse. Let's dive in.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so, you know, if you ever got a question that you just want us to kind of handle, throw out to our listeners, maybe get some opinions from people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation, you can always hit us up, WDJX.com or Ben and Kelly Show.
I feel like she's got a little bit of a devil and an angel sitting on her shoulders with this one, but yeah. She writes, I'm a junior in college. I've been thinking about changing my major. I currently major in a research field, but took a few advertising classes as electives.
Okay.
I discovered that while I'm not all that crazy about research, I really enjoy advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But I also find the entire field to be abhorrent.
Oh.
That's a strong word.
Okay.
I would enjoy my career more and make more money if I majored in advertising,
okay. But
I'd be making the world a worse place.
I feel like she watched Mad Men one too many times.
Maybe. I talked to the advertising advisor about it. She gave me a few platitudes about the benefits of advertising, but they seem weak in comparison with the drawbacks.
Okay.
On the other hand, I like it. I'm really good at it. My professors have all encouraged me to pursue that field. I like the intensity and the pace and the feeling of brainstorming good ideas. I find it intellectually stimulating, even though I think it provides little real value.
Oh, geez.
I could see myself working for an advertising firm.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be interested in working for a nonprofit. Should I change my major?
Man, she is conflicted.
Yeah, she's got like this little, I guess, moral compass that she feels like is going to be thrown completely off if she dies into the evil world of advertising. Maybe she just feels like it's tricking people into buying things.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe, and she didn't give us any more information, but it was like, you know, maybe she has a relative or she has a friend who's in it or has seen some, you know, parts
like the
of,
dark
it,
side that, of it.
Yeah, maybe there's some, because I feel like in every industry there's a dark side.
Absolutely.
To the industry, but like,
yes.
I also am going to say, hey, if you like it and it brings you joy,
stimulates you intellectually, you're good at it, you
right.
feel like, you know, you want a career that's challenging and that you do well,
just do it. End of story. All right, next.
Well, see, I feel like she could approach it, though, with a way that makes her moral compass feel balanced.
All right. Well, this is why we always kind of open it up to you. 502-571-9970. I think it's funny. There are different trains of thought, especially with this group therapy. And she's wanting to know if she should change her major to this career that she just started taking a few classes in as electives in advertising. She found out she's good at it. She actually likes it, but she hates the actual industry.
Yeah, she thinks it like makes the world a worse place, and she doesn't want to, I guess, participate in that, but she's got a talent for it. So she's got like a little angel and a devil on her shoulder, and she's just trying to figure it out. Marla said, seriously, how can you love advertising but find it abhorrent at the same time? There are literally a million types of advertising jobs. You can surely find one you ethically agree with.
Yeah.
I want to be in an ethical, morally correct advertising, but I definitely don't want to be in a nonprofit. I cannot with this. Short answer, no, don't change your major. Because it sounds like you'll find excuses why you won't be happy at any advertising place you work.
I mean, I think part of me is just like, you know, you have an experience with maybe one idea of what the industry is. And I think that there are many different sections
yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
of the industry that, you know, you can dive into and that, you know, would be okay and all that. And I typically would say, hey, you know what? If you love it and it's your passion and you are good at it, do it.
I point to the people at Geico. I think they're always on point with their commercials. They're hysterical. You know, maybe align yourself with companies or products that you think, you know, are on point and you think that their advertising is cute.
You could do advertising
and maybe
for
make
them.
Sure that you, you know, agree with whatever product you're pitching or the company that you are pitching, and maybe that's part of it. Now, again, I'm not in the advertising industry, and I don't know if you can pick and choose clients like that. You probably can't. But Abby said, is there another field that's similar to advertising, like graphic design? I don't think you'll have trouble finding a field that's fast-paced, competitive, and intellectually challenging outside of advertising. I work in commercial interior design, and my job is all of those things.
But listen, you could continue with your classes that you're in researching, and get a job in the researching industry and, you know, be whatever, satisfied morally by it. But then you could discover an underground on the research industry. I think if you dig deep enough, there are dark spots of every industry that you look in.
Yeah, well, maybe if she goes into it, though, with an attitude that I'm going to try to make the world a better place with my advertising ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe she takes it on as a challenge. Like, I want to try to change the industry if you think it's so abhorrent.
And then, you know, her first job, then she runs into the person that's been there, you know, 25 uh-huh. years. Honey.
Sorry, you're fired.
Yeah, you don't know anything. You know, that's cute. You want to change it.
Condescending pat on the head.
Oh, geez. I would say go where your heart is, where if you love it and bonus, you know, you're going to make more money, go into advertising. Like, I don't see what the issue.
But. Well, yeah, she's got to change her perspective on it.
Yeah.
If she, because it's like she loves it, but she hates it.
Mm-hmm.
So when your heart is like divided, you got to figure out which side is going to win out. If you think that you've got a talent for this and this might be where your heart lies, I just feel like maybe if she just changes her perspective on it and just like, I'm going to make it a point to make sure all of my ads entertain or, you know, try to make the world a better place in some way, shape, or form.
Look, I know the... it's a you problem is not necessarily what you came to us for, but
right. Yes. But know, we can't change how you feel about something. You can like just right. maybe look at it a different way.
All right. Well, hopefully this at least sheds some light and helps you put it in perspective. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Seriously, the person that came up with, you know, the camel saying hump day on Geico. Mike. What day is it? Hump day. I mean, that's funny. That's hilarious.
Kelly
enhances
like
my
to
life. I like that. I
invite you to
it.
Dinner. That's for sure. Kelly, you ready for a stupid fact of the day?
So far, they've been amazing in this little series. Let's add to it.
Yeah. You know, just always trying to give you little tidbits of knowledge, learning here on the show. So your stupid fact of the day today. The average person... passes gas 10 times every 24 hours.
Oh my God.
And produces a full liter of flatulence. Now.
Why are we measuring it?
Well, because everything needs to be measured. And because we are a highbrow show, I would never stoop so low as to play fart sound effects because that's not who we are.
That's exactly why you're doing this.
No, that's not who we are. That's not what I'm going to do.
No, go ahead.
It's not.
Your finger's on it.
my hands are up here. My hands are up here. We're keeping
well, how
this.
How are people going to know what you're talking about
how
unless
are they gonna know
you demonstrate it?
What a fart sounds like. The average person farts 10 times a day every 24 hours.
And are you going to participate
honest,
in a study? Are you going to go ahead and count today?
I've probably already hit that mark.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
I mean, if we're being honest. And we're nothing but honest on this show, right, Kelly?
I don't want the learning anymore.
All right. So if I've already hit the mark, Kelly, how far have you gotten
I'm
into
not
that?
Participating in this. No
come
I'm
on.
Not.
Come on.
I'm not.
You're just telling me. You're not telling anybody
this
else.
This is you.
No, you're just...
You're the test subject on the show.
No, you're just telling me. You're not telling anybody else.
No, I'm not telling... No, I'm not... No, I would... I am choosing not to discuss that.
The average person passes gas 10 times a day. I've already hit that mark, so I'm going to well exceed that, probably.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Kelly,
and you know what?
Would you say...
All six of our listeners are super glad they know that, too.
Would you say it's more or less than
I'm
10 at this
point? I'm not discussing it.
What'd you say?
Not discussing it.
I'm just trying to learn a little bit more about you, Kelly.
I'm just shocked that you still haven't hit the button.
Like I said, we're not that type of show.
No, we are. There's many years of evidence of us being that show.
So there you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Not going to. I'm going to immediately forget it.
Put that under your covers and hot box it. Stupid fact of the day there on 99.7 DJX. Okay, setting the bar. This is always a story that kind of has a moral at the end of it.
Yeah, just try to avoid it in any way, shape, or form, and you're making some pretty decent life choices, we think.
Yeah. So, you know, what happens when you're wanting to throw a party and you got a bunch of people coming over and not enough chairs?
I'm guessing you try to steal some.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal metal bleachers from a park... You're doing okay.
Why are they stealing bleachers? Wow.
Well, that was one of the questions the police had for Michael.
That's a set of stadium bleachers actually tied to that sedan being dragged down the road.
Yeah, this is from Fox 10.
Wait, he's using a sedan to try to steal the bleacher?
Yes.
According to Mobile Police, it's a theft in progress, and there was no trying to be covert about it. It all happened during the middle of the day.
Yeah, middle of the day, literally strapped the bleachers, the metal bleachers, to the trunk of his sedan.
Oh my gosh, like he didn't think anybody was going to think that was unusual.
Kelly, I can't put myself inside his brain. But the police had a lot of questions for him, and at this point we are still unsure as to why he wanted the bleachers.
Wow.
Or where he was taking
them. You're right. Think of the epic backyard parties you could have if you had plenty of seating for everybody.
So, the good news,
he didn't even have a truck. He had a sedan.
Yep. The metal bleachers are back at the public park, so.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So setting the bar, you know, maybe you're hosting a party and you're just needing some extra seats. This is probably not the way to go about it, okay?
No, you know, listen, a lot of those little fold-up chairs are like $9 at the grocery store. Have everybody, like, bring their own if you need to have a party.
Maybe he forgot to ask those people.
He forgot.
All right, so there you go. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Earlier we were talking about what simple thing did you just learn? This is all because of a kind of a viral video of Julia. She's just a normal girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was a little bit confused as to what a dehumidifier is.
What do you mean you fill it up? You're supposed to be pouring the water out of it.
Really? I thought you filled
Julia!
It up.
Julia!
What?
You have been pouring water in there?
Yeah.
It's a dehumidifier. What do you mean you pour water in?
Yeah, so she's like filling the water tank up when a dehumidifier, unlike a humidifier which puts water into the air,
yeah,
a dehumidifier takes it out, and so that tank of water is the water that it's pulled from the air.
It's counterproductive what she's doing.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you do.
It's a dehumidifier. It takes humid out of the air. Bro, you've been pouring water in that?
I take the thing that you take out to bring upstairs and I fill it up.
Julia.
Oh. Yeah, so we were like, what simple thing did you just learn? And several responses, if you want, on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, Brooke, she texted in. She said, I was probably 30 years old when I realized where donut holes came from. She said, I never thought about it.
How do you think they make the donuts? Yeah. So Lauren posts something on our Facebook page, and I might have just learned something from Lauren.
Really?
She says the numbers on the toaster are for the number of minutes you want the bread in there, not to measure how light you want the toast.
Really?
I just thought it was some arbitrary numbering system for I want my toast at a 3.
At about a 3. Yeah, exactly. That's about where I want my toast too.
I want my toast at a 4.
I've never timed it though.
I'm doing a BLT, so I'm going to need it a little bit softer on my mouth, so I'm going to need it at a 2.
Now listen, 3 minutes sounds very long for a toasting process, doesn't it?
No, it's not. That's about right. That's about accurate. But
really?
Lauren, I'm going to go ahead and put myself in that bucket of people who didn't know the numbers on the toaster are for the number of minutes you want the bread in there. So
yeah, no, I'm today's years old on that too. So I'm gonna time it.
So what simple thing did you just learn? You can always add to the thread. It's pretty funny there at Ben and Kelly Show. And if you missed anything from the show, just catch up on the podcast. Audio on demand right there at WDJX.com. Click listen. Okie doke. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.